And then I'm going to go over here. It'll just be a minute.
Fine.
Actually, it's nice on YouTube because then I don't have to transfer it, upload it.
Yeah, just right there.
Okay, so let's just carry on our conversation. And there you are. Hello, Paula. It's Mary Lynn from Heart at Work, and this is my podcast series called, we're streaming live actually on YouTube right now, and my podcast is really about creating an impactful legacy. And I was introduced to Paula, and I'm going like, wow, where does she have all that energy? You know, I'm pretty energetic, but oh my God, she's got more than I do. So welcome, Paula. And how would you like to introduce yourself and just tell us a little bit how you got started doing what all that you do?
Oh my goodness, when I got started way back then. So I'm 71. When I was 27, then I was honored to be the, the Young Mother of the Year in the state of Washington, where we were raising our children. I grew up in Los Angeles, but then we took them up there and had these Camelot years. And they said, well, there's no curriculum, so you just need to teach parenting. I was 27. I only had, you know, just starting. And I thought, my goodness, okay. And so then I started reading, and very long story short, I started really becoming a parenting expert. And I have written 5 parenting books. And I have, you know, I started back then with Solutions for Families, which were lessons to give in the home. And I would go from city to city in the state of Washington, just teaching these lessons and all, because I wasn't an expert parent. You know, I wasn't a parenting expert at that point. I have become one. And through the years you become. And now, so I got to show my family, Marilyn. So there's my family.
Wow.
So are my 8 children and their children.
Wow.
Of course, their spouses. So it went from that to a great, wonderful. And then I through the years, then I was asked a lot of questions about parenting, because part of what we did is our family performed professionally, because my graduate degree is in music, and we'd leave in May and came back in September and performed all summer. Our last summer was 273 shows. That's 5 a day and 6 on the weekends. So we tripled my husband's income every year. He's a wonderful professor of statistics. And so then we left Washington and came to the state of Utah, because that's where he's been teaching at the university here. And I just continued doing this. And then I realized, Marilyn, that the reason that so many parents are frustrated is because they haven't healed their own stuff. You know, they need their own self-development and all. And so that took me in a different direction. And then I realized that I didn't know how to teach people on a cellular level how to create change in their lives.
Right.
And when at age 50, I then went and got my doctorate, received a doctorate of education in human relations. And I learned those things. And then I wrote, which was my 5th book back then, Believe It, Become It.
Mm-hmm.
I realized that so many women wanted to experience financial abundance. They needed to have more money. So I wrote a wealth mastery book with 4 of my friends, the 4 dames. And so then having, you know, been a parenting expert in self-development, you know, wealth mastery, and then health and fitness came next. And then my wonderful brand is Total Life Excellence. And, and you know, excellence is not perfection. It's simply progress. Nobody wakes up, Marilyn, on a Tuesday morning and says, oh, I just want a mediocre day. I want a mediocre life. Well, it's not true. They want to excel in every area. So then that took me into starting a women a seminar, actually, program, a seminar company that I took around the United States. And then I started the Women's Information Network. Then a few years ago, I started my nonprofit. And so the WIN is Women's Information Network, and there are 3. So that's the URL. The website is womensinformationnetwork.com. Mm-hmm. And this wonderful nonprofit that I love is prosperityandpeace.org. Mm-hmm. And it shows all of our programs, one of which is a women's program called Women of Excellence, Women of Faith. Mm-hmm. And so it's a magnificent nonprofit program, open to all, completely free. And so I've tried, Marilyn, throughout my life to learn and then give. So I also am honored to own internationalwomensday.org. And on the 100th anniversary of International Women's Day, then we presented, I had 13 women working with me full time, but that we spent about a year, we presented 377 live events in 152 nations. So this is all done through collaboration and finding other Polyfellingheads in other countries. So we did it over a 3-day period. So I was in LA. And then we had ballrooms of women in New York and Baltimore, Atlanta, Miami, Dallas, Denver, San Francisco. And then we live streamed out to 369 other events.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to break my own record because this next International Women's Day, 2021, mm-hmm. and I'd love to invite your viewers to go to that. So it's internationalwomensday.org. It's the org, not the mm-hmm. con, so org. And it tells all about what we're going to do. And just yet, we decided to take it from Las Vegas down to LA. Lots of reasons behind that. We'll update the website and it'll say LA next week. But what's so cool is that we have a 4-day event. So International Women's Day in 2021 is on a Monday. But we're going to do Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday. Mm-hmm. And massive online, but also on land. We're also going to be live in a venue in LA. So that's a long answer to your very short question. but that brings us up to now, right?
Yeah, I know. It's amazing how much we can get done when we're busy, right?
And, it's true.
And also when you're collaborating with other people, you know.
Oh, that's the key. My name is Paula Collaboration Felling. That's the only way I could do all my global work. And I tell women all over the world, you can do it all. Just at the same time.
Yeah.
And some of the young ones think, oh, I've got to hurry and start my business and grow my thing, a website, when they're raising their kids. And I'm just like, no, give them, there's no substitute for unhurried time with your children.
Yeah.
So give them that time. You brought them into the world.
Yeah.
And do something part-time from home, but focus on them during those years because, you know, it goes so fast. You know it does.
Yeah.
And then out there, and then you've got this whole, all these decades. All these years to be able to do these other things.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. It's like, you know, I think we get in this big panic mode because everybody likes to tell us what we need to do next, what happened. And really we have to just listen to our own selves, right?
Our hearts. Absolutely.
Whatever you want to call it, your gut, your heart, your head, whatever, but you know, not your head. Don't pay attention. Just, you know, just feel it out and let it go, surrender it. And
what you said is listen.
Yeah.
Excuse me for interrupting, but I wanted to pause and really underscore that because so many get in such a frantic mode that they don't realize that they need time every day to listen, to be introspective and to think and to, you know, give yourself that time every day to really not just plan the day in your mind, which I every day have a to-do list, except Sundays, and then be able to just, you can be highly productive, but then sometimes people get on a treadmill and they don't realize they need to stop and assess, where am I? Is this what I really want to be doing?
Yeah.
And ask those hard questions. And sometimes you need to make a little shift in your life that could be, you know, traumatic and not traumatic, difficult, challenging. Doesn't need to be traumatic at all.
I've always been meditating, and I guess, you know, through my work of helping people to be kinder to themselves, I don't have time to do any of that stuff. And I says, but you're not going to create a life that you want, right? You're going to end up creating somebody else's life. And then when you hit 40, you're going to go say, what happened?
Or 50 or 60 or something.
Wake up some point in time.
Later. Yeah, Stephen Covey said, he talked about that ladder. So many people climb the ladder and they get up to the top and they realize that it was against the wrong building.
Yeah.
And you have to switch and take it to where it needs to be. But the earlier, the sooner that people can be living wide awake and they can get it and they say, wow, I don't have to do these things that I want to do, that I really dislike doing every day of my life. And then make different choices.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and I think that's a big challenge for, you know, women especially, and maybe for men too, if they're the home husband or whatever. But we all need to just sit and be quiet for that 30 minutes. I highly recommend it in my practice, and then move on. But so often that, and I learned that the tough way, actually. I had a couple of burnouts in my lifetime, and it was, I think, one day I'm going, okay, I'm actually pacing the floor for 30 days. What am I doing? Like, I just like crashed, you know, basically.
Yeah.
And so finally the answer came, kindness. Kindness, what the hell is that?
Yeah. How could I make a living from kindness?
Yeah, you know, but it really, in hindsight, it's more about being kind to myself. If I'm kind to myself, then I can share more of me, and I can also have more time for me too, right?
Yes. Yes, and you choose that.
Yeah. And then from there, that's how the kindness conferences got going and whatever. And so, you know, that's my bias, I guess, is really needs to be about kindness and, you know, speak the words and hear the words and really be, yeah. So, Paula, can you tell me a little bit of some of your challenges, or like, what do you think the biggest challenge is right now for the work that you're doing, that you're faced with? What are some of the biggest challenges that you see women, because you seem to work with a lot of women. So what
I do. I work with hundreds of thousands of women around the world. Well, what I'd love to do is let you know what I think the biggest problem is, the number one challenge for women all over the world. And we are very, very much more alike, as you know, Marilyn, than we are different. And when I go to all these nations, and you know, I just last year, 2019, I put on 7 events in collaboration with my dear friends in India. Yeah. But I put on 7 events just in India. That's not, you know, the ones I put on in Asia and all. But we had 30,000 women live cumulatively. So 7 events altogether, 30,000. And I never got an email or a, you know, any contact information from any of them. That isn't my point. So my mission is to increase the level of love, prosperity, and peace on earth. So love, prosperity, and peace. So the challenge is that the women of the world, even though we're so much alike, and they know in their heart of hearts what they should be doing, but they don't love themselves enough. They don't. They feel like they're not enough. They feel like, well, I'll be happy when. I'll be, you know. And they're always looking, you know, and so many times the grass is greener on the other side, and they just don't understand, because in part they haven't seen that in their lives from the women in their world, or, you know, for any reason, for whatever reason, they don't have that inner love. They don't see themselves as beloved, precious daughters of God.
Right.
And when they do, when something happens, you know, for example, I come into their life, you come into their life, they read a book, they watch something, they're in meditation and something fills their heart. However that happens, whatever the impetus is, whatever the motivation is, and they get it, and they start to understand what a life that's filled with love for self, for others, for God is like, they're never the same. So many women, and you know this is true, and you know, some men too, but I've niched to half the world. So many women have what I call the disease of the 3 C's. They compare constantly to others, especially other women.
They criticize
themselves, they criticize others, and they complain. And those are not the same. Complaining, you know, just truly complaining about. And the proverbial glass is half empty. If they put on their rose-colored glasses, mm-hmm. fill themselves with love for themselves, believe what God told them, that you're a precious daughter of God,
yeah.
understand in their heart of hearts who they really are, what they can be, and spend their life loving others, serving others. It's cyclical. As you love, you're loved. As you love, you're loved. As you serve, then people, as you're kind, kindness comes back to you. The first four chapters in one of my books is kind thoughts, kind words, kind tone of voice, and kind actions. That's that Solutions for Families book that are lessons to right. teach children kindness. And so it comes back to, what is it that you really want for your life? Mm-hmm. And believe in your heart of hearts that you can become whoever you want to be. That's that, this one, believe it, become it.
Right.
And I love that we have that agency. We have that choice. So I see women who have that disease of the three C's, and they compare and they complain and they criticize. Yeah. I think, why? Stop it. You know, stop it. Make a choice one day to say, ooh, every time I think a critical thought, I'll just label it, I'll replace it, and I'll move forward. And this, you know, it sounds easy, but it's a habit that some women just have, some people have, because they criticize, and even in their thoughts, you know, they're critical. Instead, flip it to be kind.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure if I knew more about that woman, I'm sure she's magnificent, and just in your heart, be kind. And then this wonderful thing starts happening.
Yeah.
You just filled with a love for yourself and for mankind, for your family. Those who get this, they forget quickly. They understand that the importance of serving. They understand all the things that help you maintain this level of love and kindness in your life. And it's so, so doable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and of course, I'm not perfect. I have to say, I'm working on this every day. Every
course, you know, like
me. Oops, that's not like you. and saying, yep, you know, if she knew me better, she never would have said that unkind thing. You know, I'll get to know her. Whatever it is, you flip it. And it's you've heard this before.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, I've heard that before. But the question is, my sweet friends, are you doing it? Are you doing it? It all comes down to that Nike slogan, just do it, you know, live a happier life. And yes, look at the blessings of COVID. My gosh, Marilyn, there's so many blessings. Families are closer because they've spent more time. You know, people are reflective. People have decided, this isn't what I want to do. Whole companies have realized, you know, my friend in New York said, all these for sale signs on these big buildings. Why? Because the people who own, you know, the CEOs, they've learned these people can actually be productive from home. Mm-hmm. And all people are now, you know, having this wonderful epiphany that, yes, I can do work from home. I can be here. And it's okay. And all of these things that are happening because we just took a time out.
Yeah.
We sequestered ourselves. We just quarantined and we said, okay, we're going to stay home. Well, we were told you're going to stay home. The cool thing is, some of them are like, again, kicking against the pricks, saying, oh, this is horrible, this is terrible. And others are going, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for this opportunity to reflect and to be still, to be quiet. And also this deep appreciation, Marilyn, for love, for life.
Yeah.
Saying, oh my gosh, I'm so glad that our family is safe. And this great empathy all over the world, the people are mourning together. And all over the world, they're being, you know, empathetic and sympathetic and all these beautiful values that we need to learn during our turns on earth. Yeah, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
In some ways.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, there's so many things. There are some, but, you know, I think even as we were talking earlier before we started recording is that so many people are still struggling with the idea of, you know, I'm stuck at home and life is horrible. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. I was telling a girl yesterday that I've been working with, and she said, I firmly believe we all need a side gig, you know, whatever that is, go find something. And that'll keep you busy while you're developing your family and getting to know everybody again.
Right.
And And that way you feel somewhat useful because we're not calling up to our work, right? We're all obviously
It's all good. It's all good. Yeah.
It's all tied up to who we do, not who we are. And like you were saying, is that we need to embrace all of that. I like your three C's.
Yes. Well, you recognize that those.
I fall into that a lot. So, not a lot, but I do fall into that too. So it's
a good, everybody does. We all do. And yeah. So it's just a, oh my gosh, that's a great reminder. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you for showing up.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause you know, it's like, people and traffic, you know, and stuff like that. I'm driving a lot right now. And it's kind of funny. And I just try to make space for them because, you know, there's so many are people are just like, you know, and it's kind of funny. So when it happens, I just say, okay, thank you for showing up. Bye. I got it.
Yeah. Choices, agency.
Yeah. You know, it's just whatever we choose. We just choose to have a happier life and a kinder life. And, you know, doing things like you do is mentor people. So if people really needed extra help and mentored, who would you like to work with, Paula?
Oprah.
Yeah.
Denman Graham is one of my sweet friends. Yes, the women I love to work with are women who are ready. Women who are, their hearts are open. Mm-hmm. Willing to change and say, oh my gosh, I can be a better person. I just need somebody to help guide me and, you know, be a mentor for me. I've had mentors. I'm mentoring and I love mentoring. And just recently I started a program that I'm going to launch. I created it. And what I've realized is there are really a lot of life coaches, women who went and got certified, but here's the challenge. They can't keep their clients. Why? Because they're not experts in parenting or in how do you start a business. If their client comes and says, what do I do with my promiscuous 18-year-old or 15-year-old, or, you know, how do I potty train my 3-year-old that I'm just going crazy with? Or how do I stop this child who's 9 years old and is lying every, you know, she just tells lies. That's parenting. How do I lose weight? How can I do this? I don't understand. You know, I've tried so many things and they're not working. I go to the gym, but I just can't lose the weight. What about starting a business? You know, they'll come to the coach and they'll say, should my new business be an S corp, a C corp, an LLC? What should I do? And how do I get funding for that? All these things, every area of your life. So I have 12 courses. So what I've decided to do, and 8 books.
Yeah.
So what I've decided to do is to license all this. And so that these wonderful life coaches can say, oh my gosh, I can have the answers to all these questions. Because right now they're just Googling. They're just saying, oh, go to Google. Oh, find that out. And they lose their clients because the clients are like, what am I paying you for? Yeah. And so, yes, you need to guide them. And yes, you need to. But I disagree with those who say you just have to ask good questions because all the answers are within. They're not all within. You know, you've got you know if you need your company to be an S corp, a C corp, and an LLC from within. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes, you have a light within, but your whole coaching can't be just asking questions. You're being paid by your clients, and you need to give them the answers, the solutions that they're seeking. Right. And you can have all of that within this Total Life Excellence curriculum. And so that's something that sings to my heart right now that I'm doing, because there are just so many life coaches out there who need help, who need that program.
Yeah. I find it really interesting how many people say, or even I was applying for this job and they were looking for a coach, and I don't have my certificate, but I have well more, I could teach the course, you know, kind of thing. That's how much experience I have. But, oh no, you don't have your certificate. And I said, you know, the certificate is just a piece of paper, you know? And so I think what you were saying is that they get certified and to say, and they may not have any experience in that field.
But exactly.
Decided to do. And then, you know, you have a client that says, I really need help in this area.
A client says, I want to write a book. Well, yeah. What are they going to help? They've never written a book. Yeah. So the beauty is, I'm saying, here's all this that you can use as if you wrote, as if you created all these yourself. Yeah. It'll get them forward so much faster. And I see this as a huge need. Well, I know it's a need because I have a lot of life coaches in my, you know, in my world who have said, And they can't possibly spend, you know, like I have almost 40 years creating the content. This just, you know, catapults them forward.
Right. Yeah. And it's always nice to have some backup. Even if you have a lot of experience, it's just nice to have some backup behind you, like your program to help them, right? I can take into that and help get something to help me. And help my clients at the same time. So
exactly. And I even give them my speaking presentation. So many of the life coaches want to be speakers. And of course I've done this for 1,000 years. Yeah. So anyone could go to myname.com and find my different programs. It's paulabellingham.com.
Okay. Well, Paula, you're full of energy and full of resources and
help. As are you.
I am so grateful to meet you and have a great conversation back and forth. And it's always wonderful. So any final tips you'd like to share?
Yes, I would love to share one of my favorite quotes. I have lots of heroes. One of them is Mother Teresa. And she said this. She said, spread love wherever you go. You could insert kindness there, Marilyn. Spread love wherever you go. First of all, in your own home, give love to your husband, your wife, your children, your next door neighbor. Now, here's my favorite line. She said, let no one ever come to you without leaving better and happier.
Yeah.
Then her last line of this quote is, be the living expression of God's kindness. Kindness in your face, kindness in your smile, kindness in your warm greeting. Close quote. I leave you with that, my darling friend.
very important lessons and very important tips. Absolutely.
Thank you. Well,
thank you everyone for joining us today. I so appreciate you showing up and cheering Paula on. And if you definitely want any additional help, reach out to her. And if there's anything I can help you with, you can reach out to me. You'll find Paula at podcast.heartatworkonline.org. And then, of course, my YouTube channel, which is under my own name, Mary Lynn Harris, spelled MARI-LYN.
I love that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. Thank you, everybody. And my final word is, please be kind to each other. You know, that's all we have. And thank you for your time today.
You're so welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Welcome. Bye-bye.